Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hi, this is Tom Cruise, and your mission, if you choose to accept it, is to listen to this really, really great Sandspance radio podcast. Wow.
Hey, Jack, this is the President Sleepy Joe Biden, and you're listening to my favorite podcast in the world. Hey, fam.
So the new Show Me Your Dick is Show Me Your Tears of the Kingdom depths map, and we just showed each other our dicks.
Oh, when did we? Yeah, we can still show each other our dicks.
That's in pay, fam.
Yep. Our maps be looking different.
Why are you so loud? Here we go.
I'm screaming. I've got so much to say.
It's screamo, Angus.
Yeah.
I've become
so... Oh, come on.
That's not screamo. That's right. Metal. All right, name a screamo song.
It's not my thing.
It's clearly not mine either.
No, I'm not into screamo. But I know that's not screamo. Yeah, that's true. Like, that's
I'm sure there's a screamo version of that song. Maybe that's what I was referencing.
So? Screamo, yeah, let's not talk about screamo.
My friend was in a screamo band when I was in... when I worked my first retail job.
Chances are
he was in a band called Staying at Home.
Chances are he was a pedophile, because I think like 95% of screamo members have been like arrested.
Maybe he was just an emo band then.
Okay. Yeah, he wants to be a pedophile, but he can't act on
he wishes
his,
he was brave enough to be a pedophile.
Yeah, he can't act on his impulse because he's too sad about it. they're like the genres that just got completely like arrested after like 10 years of their reunion tours, and a lot of people just came forward and like, yeah, they fucked me as a 14-year-old, or they groomed me, like the Jared Leto stuff.
My favorite,
because he's an emo band.
My favorite German wall crawler, Jared Leto.
What's going on there?
There's a favorite news story from the week is that Jared Leto was seen just climbing walls without safety equipment.
The
being
Jared Leto, we know that he's definitely calculated this to appear a certain way.
I was saying to you that I think it's his like his application to be added to the Flash cast.
I think, yeah, well, I think it's his application to be added to Spider-Verse as Dr. Mike. He's like, guys,
imagine if Dr. Mike had spider powers.
Guys, I mean, he's, you know, he's an adversary. It makes sense. It's a good news story.
I saw someone on TikTok, they go like, oh, I'm gonna do my ranking of all the spider, like the Spider-Man movies.
Morbius and number one.
We put the fact that he even included Morbius was so funny to me, but he put that right down the bottom.
That's really funny.
Yeah.
But you don't need to include that.
It's so weird that that movie like came and went and we'll probably never see any of
Thank
it again.
Fuck. I mean, the thing is like, they're going to have to make a couple Morbiuses a year, you know, every few years to fund a Spider-Verse.
Like Venom did well enough to be referenced in Across the Spider-Verse.
Yeah, we got our favorite... character in it, the lady. That scene was way too long.
Yeah, way too long. Like, it could have been cute, like and then it just kept going.
Those scenes, yeah, that one in particular, I didn't mind the Glover one as much. It was just that was too long.
Well, they cut back to Glover. That was like unnecessary. Him going like,
boo. He was going boo, yeah. But that, I think that even then was like a third of the time
that's
that
true.
We spent, and she didn't say anything because I think they would have had to pay her, or they probably just used reaction shots from the first two Venom films. So she's just looking.
I feel like
it's such a, upon reflect, like thinking about it, it's a very strange thing.
Yeah. The MCU and the Sony Spider Universe have hurt Homecoming so much. Just with like,
oh yeah, now they've
all the loose ends that instead of actually tying up, they're just referencing in other movies.
Yeah. In Morbius, I'm trying to remember, do you see like a portal appear, right, and like take Michael Keaton out of his cell?
Yeah,
that's insane that was like allowed to happen. Like that was something that like people agreed upon and were like, and you know that, as we said, you know that wasn't the plan. Like when the movie was
the dialogue is like, I don't know why I'm here, but I'm pretty sure it's got something to do with Spider-Man.
And he's never heard of Spider-Man Morbius, has he?
No. And then
he's
like,
heard of Venom.
You and me, we should get together, do some good.
It's yeah. It that's never happening.
Dr. Mike.
Dr. Mike. Yeah. Wow. We've got the Flash. That's exciting. That's a week away.
But now I reckon like So we've had the follow-up to The Prowler, like Donald Glover just show up randomly for a joke in Across the Spider-Verse. Yeah. We have all of Michael Keaton's, like, you know, Vulture follow-up being this, like, hideous post-credit scene that will now never get followed up
it's again. So sick.
So now I'm expecting, like, the Matt Gargan, like, the, you know, the...
Scorpion.
The Scorpion stuff. Like,
He'll be in
the Bad Bunny wrestler movie.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Fuck, I remembered today Donald Glover also signed on to be like that Spider-Man like funk villain. Remember? What's happening?
It's like a solo movie, right?
Yeah,
like,
yeah, for a character that I think like featured in like, three panels in the 70s.
Which is more than Bad Bunny's wrestler character.
Both of those movies are not getting made.
Yeah, yeah.
They are not getting made.
It's like, it's weird. I mean, thinking about Across the Spider-Verse and how much I liked it.
Mm.
And then like,
you just look at the producers and you're like, man, they make all this other stuff as well.
Hilariously, The Flash comes out in a week. You know, Lord and Miller, I was reminded that they were
attached at one
they
point.
Were attached to The
I
Flash
think every
for a while.
Director was attached for the last 30 years.
There's an insane Twitter thread where they went through the entire
remember when Grant
history.
Morrison was doing rewrites? Like,
yeah, they worked with Jared Leto. Sorry, yeah, not Jared Leto, yeah. The other one, Ezra
two
Miller.
Two sides of the same coin.
Ezra Miller, like, they worked on a script together.
3 years ago.
And then they presented it to Warner, and Warner were like, nah, but we still want to make the movie. And so they just made it without the script that the star worked on.
Could you make, like, we're going to find out next week. I was about to say, can you make a Flash movie?
I mean, they didn't you have because like, they put fucking three Batman in it.
You have like, every Batman that's in it. Like, yeah, it's not a Flash movie.
I saw a promo image for like a bunch of, not Funko picture, Pops, yeah. But some other
Hot Toys version.
Yeah, yeah. And it's the Flash. There's one Flash and there are fucking eight Batman toys.
It's absurd, man. It's
you want to get nuts?
No, I don't. The non-comic or CinemaCon screenings have started in the States.
Yeah.
Because, like, they, you know, they've been so strategic with this film. They've
Showed it to Tom Cruise, Stephen King.
And fans.
And Jaden Smith.
Yeah, and everyone's, like, having... It, like, the rollout for this and movie soups. Is going to be... You know, I think Marvel are watching it with a very close eye because of the Jonathan Majors factor. Like, when there's been a lead actor in, you know, public disarray due to... alleged crimes, you know, and that it's interesting because I read a report that's like Ezra is not going to be doing questions, just a photo or two at the red carpet.
Yeah.
And no one's going to be there. And it's like unprecedented for a...
Are you sure you want to let them near fans?
Like, are you sure you want to do this move? You know what I mean? Like, I guess at the end of the day, they probably just spent like almost like a year probably just like, if we don't release it, how much do we lose versus if we do release it, how much? Like, this is...
Well, again, now we know that studios are more than happy just to pretend things didn't ever exist.
Exactly.
Get the tax law cut.
But
like,
it's like...
Off a loss.
And if we're hearing it that it's true that they're ending it here, what's the point, you know? Like,
well, but you still got Blue Beetle around the corner.
Yeah, has anyone told that kid that movie's not coming out? It's like... So excited.
He's already talking about sequel. I saw it as like a sequel, trilogy.
And like, he can't wait to join the Justice League.
Oh, man.
The thing, yeah, it's insane.
It's, yeah.
I'm so done with it, but it is so fascinating to watch from the sidelines. Like,
I was thinking about it the other day. Like, I love Spider-Verse. I love that it is going to be one more movie. I don't want them to make a Gwen movie.
We kind of got one already.
Yeah, exactly.
The opening.
And that's not to take away from her character, but we don't need these things to continue forever. Thinking about like Pixar and MCU and all these things that like the diminishing returns of like, I mean, like Pixar is a great example, the Toy Story movies.
Yeah. Well, I call them the Lightyear movies, yeah.
Yeah, of course. Well, like, but they're still making, like they're in there like, they're the rock era right now,
yeah.
Where they're going to start the next like few years of after Elemental, which the more I see of it, the less like excited I am for it. I don't think it's going to do very well. It's already like, I don't know what wizards are putting it together, but it's like, it's projected to only make this much on its opening weekend in 2 weeks, which is,
that's a bummer.
Yeah, it's totally a bummer. Like, I feel like they had this great run of movies, but they all went straight to streaming.
Yeah, they sullied the brand and expectation. Like, yeah, Luca, Red,
Turning Red, Soul.
Turning Red, great films.
Yeah, but then they've already announced that Toy Story 5 is happening. They did at the start of the year as like a reaction. Almost, it felt like, to the bad critical reception to Lightyear.
Commercial. It was like a commercial.
Yeah,
well.
It didn't do great. And yeah, I don't think Elemental.
Turns out no one wants to watch a boring as shit movie.
With Pixar house style animation. I think. Yeah. And I feel like Disney needs to Disney and Pixar need to change up the fact that all the humans look the same in all their movies.
Everyone, and they have since the 40s.
Yeah, I mean, the technical Marvel. I'm sorry, we're recording quite late tonight.
I'm so tired.
Have you got any sugar we can inject?
No, I got sleep apnea. I got to have good sleep hygiene.
Okay, yeah, that's
sorry. I have real strict sleep regimen now.
What time is your bedtime usually?
2 minutes ago.
Damn.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too though. I for some reason my body clock is if it's DJing or
oh no, it's FM. If you work, you wake up. You know what I mean? Yeah, you're out in public doing stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm in my goon cave playing Zelda. It's very easy.
Showing me your dick.
Showing you my dick and my map. But
I think we're going to hit this real weird.
Oh, yeah.
A bunch of announcements. The house styles. We're going to make
2D movies.
No, and instead of Pixar going hey, you know, the next movie is going to look like nothing else we've ever done before. I feel like they're going to be double down on the familiarity, and it's gonna be hey, we're making another Monsters Inc, we're making another Finding Nemo.
It's pretty wild, it's so anti them.
But yeah, I mean, I feel like it's the you know, when Disney bought them, they almost doomed themselves to this having to make these billion-dollar movies, and
yeah,
so few of them actually hit it.
That first run from everything up until WALL-E, or so, it's just impeccable.
And there's Cars.
Yeah, besides,
as long as you overlook Cars, it's an unbelievable run.
Yeah,
yeah,
impeccable.
I reckon we'll get another Cars movie announced. All these shit movie things that just make them heaps of money, that they have enormous presence in the parks. I feel like that's what we're gonna focus on.
Yeah, they'll do that. At least we can be the
guaranteed.
Hey, we'll around for that first 15 years of Pixar, yeah. And it was crazy.
Yeah, because I was thinking about you like Toy Story 4, huh?
Yeah, I like Toy Story 4.
I liked parts of it. I thought the most.
Two's still my favorite.
Yeah, two rules.
Two is, I think, just the best. It's as you know, it's one of the sick.
I feel like I go 2, 1, 3. Earlier I would have put 3 way higher, but I feel like they've undone my love for it by continuing the story.
Yeah, mine's probably 2, 1, 3, 4.
3 is such a great final goodbye.
Yeah, it is.
But now it's not anymore.
I mean, it's kind of a goodbye, but then it's another goodbye.
Yeah, exactly.
I honestly think the plot for 4 is so interesting. Forky and the whole am I a toy? I was just created. I really think that's such an interesting thing, and I really liked
it. Yeah, but that's only the first third of the movie.
Yeah, but I also really like the Bo Peep Woody stuff.
And yeah, but then leaving. There's also the Gabby, the doll who wants the voice box.
Yeah.
That her arc is awful.
What is she? She's in an antique store. Yeah, we've kind of already seen
what's her name from Mad Men?
With
Hendrix.
The dudes in the boxes in the second
one. Yeah, The
2's incredible, man. Just a toy collector, everything. Woody's 2's past.
So tightly plotted and so fun. Yeah. And
2's incredible.
And Jesse and Bullseye are such great characters.
Yeah, it's great.
And,
The Prospector.
Jesse's not even fucking in the fourth one. She does nothing.
Is she actually not in
She's
it?
She's in it, but they just, you know, most of the toys are stuck in the van.
That's right. It's mainly Bo Peep and Woody, isn't it?
Yeah, which is a cool story.
Yeah, I like
that. And I wonder if 5 will focus on what Woody's new adventures are, or it'll be all the other toys that didn't get to do much in 4.
I reckon it's going to be the latter.
I reckon it might be the former. I feel like people like Toy Story 4 Woody. And
Toy Story is Woody's story, but it's him bowing out at the end saying I'm going to hang out here.
Or it's you get the Pixar short at the beginning and that gives you a 7-minute taste of what Woody's up to. And then you get here's the toys again. But
it'd
be
great if they're watching the Toy Story 5 is them watching Lightyear and being what the fuck? This is what you're from.
Yeah, yeah.
Andy was fucking brain damaged if that was his favorite movie. tanked.
It's very surprising that they haven't announced another sequel to. Mm. Do you know what the highest grossing Pixar movie is?
Man, wow, what a pop quiz. I don't know.
It's not a Toy Story movie. That surprised me heaps. It's Incredibles 2.
That's insane.
Which is such a mid movie.
Yeah, that's such a that's bizarre. I wonder why that's highest grossing. What year was that? 2019?
Yeah, maybe 2019 or 2018.
Just peak old school
cinema. I think Toy Story 4 is 2019, so I guess Incredibles 2 must be 2018.
Just peak old school story.
But I remember seeing it and being oh yeah, that was all right, I guess. But the fucking first one is 10 out of 10.
How is the second one?
I reckon rewatching that would be so weird now because it's just I feel like we were just at the cusp of being like, I'm so over these Pixar, Disney twist villains.
Yeah. And then I can't even remember anything in the second film.
Yeah.
I remember that, like, the dad doesn't do anything.
But I think Brad Bird is working with Lasseter again over at that Skydance
Guy loves
studios.
A hug.
Yeah, he does. Brad Bird loves to be
hugged. It's insane. I was going to say they need to do a shake-up, but they have. They fired two people this week, as we read.
Yeah.
In response
I hated Lightyear more than anybody, but they fired the director of it.
You loved it as much as Andy Lightyear. You hated it as much as Andy
that's
loved
true.
It.
That's true, yeah. It's my origin story.
Yeah.
But they fired the director of Lightyear as, like, what punishment for... Who knows?
So
they laid
weird.
Off like 100 staff, something like that. Maybe 70 to 100 staff.
They said they haven't laid off that many staff since
the good dinosaur. So, and guess who's directing the next big movie?
They may as well just fired him, right?
Dude, you know who? Guess what? So the movie's called Elemental. Guess where all the elements live?
Element Town.
Element City.
Oh, okay. Mine's even better.
Yeah.
Element Town.
Yours has like a moment of thought put into
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Literally but a moment.
I need to stop hating it for one moment because I saw that Joe Pera has been cast in it. Mm-hmm. He plays he plays a tree element.
That's cool.
Like a banker or something.
I mean, it could be good. We don't know.
I'll go see it. Just like after Spider-Verse, you know, you've got Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles looming. Mm-hmm. It feels more in line with fucking Mario movie than it does mm-hmm. all these like forward thinking, pushing
movie.
Boundaries. Like, yeah.
that came out. That's crazy.
It came out, and it's like one of the highest.
It's the highest.
Yeah. What's crazy is that like Spider-Verse is number two.
Yeah. Fast 10 is number one or two.
Fast 10 is fucking coming to streaming tomorrow
in the States.
I think you can buy or digital. So you can still only see it at the movies here, is it?
I think so. Australia gets that delay. Yeah. Let's find out. I'm not going to buy it.
Are you sure you're not going to buy Fast 10? You loved that movie.
No, I'm not going to. Fast 10.
Oh, there it is.
There it is.
Is it available in Australia?
You can pre-order, but there's no date. Yeah, Australia will get it later.
If you push pre-order, does it say when?
Just like the cast photos on Apple TV are so good. Vin Diesel is just really showing his age, isn't he?
He's
pretty weird seeing him. You can tell. I think he wears like excessive makeup.
Well, no, they CGI the shit.
No, but I mean, in this photo here,
he's a Pixar character.
Yeah, in this photo here, which is like a red carpet photo they've used for the like, you can see the makeup. But in the movies, it's just smooth. Like you can see wrinkles here. It's like good. Like yep. That's how he looks. But then you see him in the film, and it's just like he just looks like the PS4 game cutscene Vin Diesel. It's insane.
What a cast!
Jason Statham has a great photo.
Yeah,
and Han looks like a dork, which is so weird considering he's like not in the film. Like not a dog. Brie Larson. Look at this.
Michael Rooker was in Fast 10.
I don't know. Maybe in a flashback.
What the fuck was he in it?
Because he's in 9. He's the guy that worked with the Toretto's dad.
Oh, of course. Yeah, yeah.
There he is. The
Louis
the dictator himself. No, that's Vin Diesel. Louis Leterrier.
He's like the fall guy.
Patsy.
He,
man, I was listening to a podcast this week, and it was somebody spoke about a test screening of Fast 10 they saw last year, and how different it was to the film that we got. No muffin scene.
Whoa!
And so they basically made that scene just.
So wait, was Pete Davidson even in?
The whole scene was there, but it didn't. When I say the scene, they didn't have Han tripping for 3 seconds. They just said, they went like, hey, don't eat that. And he didn't eat it. And then I think somebody watched it and was like, make him eat it. But then for some reason,
there's no consequences.
He gets, yeah. The rock scene wasn't in it. There was no twist with the Ames, like the other agent guy being part of it.
Oh, really?
Well, the actor didn't know either. Apparently he was like, oh, I didn't know if I was going to be the twist or not. And then the actual twist was that he's Dante's brother. Just insane stuff. Lots of things that like didn't make it into the film or were added later. And it's just, it just sounds like a clusterfuck.
Yeah, for sure. That's bizarre.
Yeah.
What a weird movie.
Yeah. And it was interesting because there were people who really they broke it down really well. It's so dumb to talk about what other people said, but it was very similar to what you and I said. They were like, it felt like it didn't respect, like we love the stupidness of the Fast movies, but we also really like the like the melodramatic heart, the Shakespearean, the, you know, yes, what I mean?
Sure.
Like the telenovela stuff. And it felt like this time it was made by somebody who kind of didn't like that and was making fun of it a bit by just like moving through it.
Sure.
Yeah. And it's just, yeah, I'm so baffled by that movie. I think about it constantly. Like I've said to you many times this week, the Roman noodles line, which I reckon Vin came up with it because it doesn't work.
Yeah.
Because it's so ramen. It, so, I mean, so if is, you go
this
on
is,
Twitter,
this is the
people the do say Roman noodles from like 10 years ago. It was a typo. And
so,
I'm like,
so Roman has to do a mission in Rome.
Yeah. And for some dumb reason, Dom Toretto's letting
this fucking idiot.
Yeah. Letting Roman do a mission, which is insane.
Be the leader on this mission.
And while he sits it out, so we can like listen to Letty's tummy. Hear if she's.
Is there a baby in there?
Dude, that, the most insane sex scene I've ever seen.
Ludacris is like, Tej.
He goes, like, he's going, Rome, you know, Rome. I'm the best one for the mission. I'm Roman. And then he's like, the only Roman you know is Roman noodles. And I've been just saying that line all week to myself out loud, just like fast, slow, just like it, you can even hear when Ludacris says it, that like it's him almost saying it to prove that it can't be said. Yeah. Like spelling out how it doesn't sound like it.
And he's like, he's a wordsmith. He's
a lyrical genius. Roman. Yeah. It's insane. And it's like, it's not true because they're really rich. Like, is it a crack about like they don't have money, or that, you know, that he eats instant noodles, or does he mean like he's only means like, you know, a good bowl of ramen noodles? Like,
yeah,
it's such an insane insult.
I watched the Rise of the Ninja Turtles movie.
Which one's that?
It came out on Netflix last year.
Oh, like the no, I got nothing. So you're the one that's like the dude. Sonic is in it.
Ben Schwartz is the voice of Leo. Yeah. So it's like kind of like the movie based on the TV show Rise of the Ninja Turtles. And I watched it just because everyone was saying like, oh, you know, it's good. And it was all right. But
they change all the turtles, don't they?
The character designs is like probably my favorite thing about it.
No, I mean, not like, the look, but like Raph's the leader.
Yeah, Raph's the leader and he's like real harsh. Leo's like this goofy, happy-go-lucky guy who, at least in this, because the whole thing is like a time travel movie. It starts with Casey Jones being sent from the future by like Leo, who he calls Sensei. Michelangelo was like a mystical ninja who opens a gateway to the past and like destroys himself in the process to send Casey Jones back to the past. Amazing, like, opening to this movie. But then it walks that weird fine line of like way too broad kids jokes, especially Leo. Like, you know, it's essentially Sonic the Hedgehog.
It's Roman like, as hey, Leo. Roman noodles.
Nothing quite that good.
Casey, the only Rome you know is Roman noodles.
Casey Jones and noodles. But then it's like, does that real somber, like, you know, serious
like anime 90s style.
Anime, like the bit of that fake anime American.
I've got to do this to
Is
it just like, I've not watched
like
it.
There's the DC animated movies to yeah.
I've not watched like this new Ninja Turtles and
put
I'm all
down
for
the baby dark side.
I'm all for like reinvention of characters, but to me, I know this, you know, whatever, I haven't seen it, but I'm going to weigh in, just changing the characters, like fundamental personalities, and not like based on, not in a Luke Skywalker Jedi sense where it's like that character's experienced trauma, so he's, you know, a different character. Just like giving Leo Michelangelo's personality. Like, I find that...
No, Michelangelo is still the party dude.
So there's two party dudes.
Leo's just like quite headstrong. He's like Spider-Man, basically.
Right.
He's very quippy, but he gets the job done.
Leo never was he? He was always like the nerd kind of. Like the like...
No, Donnie was a nerd.
No, not the... I meant like, not like... smart guy. No, come on, man. It's 2023. People who are smart aren't nerds. They're like tech. Donnie's like the Elon Musk.
He was the guy you saw yourself as. He was the everyday
Michelangelo.
Sure, you're a party dude. You love spitting on your back and eating pizza.
Yeah, That, yeah. Honestly, I do.
Me, cool but rude.
Yeah. Were you a Raph guy?
Raph is my guy.
Raph is... See, he can't... That's the best thing about Raph, that he's not the leader, and that's why he has that chip on his shell, if you will, not shoulder.
But that, where does all we are comparing it to are like those early 80s, late 80s,
but
early
also like
90s
every
iterations.
Iteration of the
Turtles. No, but the those early comics, they fucked around with like who was who,
yeah,
in it,
sure,
a lot. I've been like, it's crazy that like, you know,
that's a good point though. My touchstone is just like the live action films,
yeah, and
the
like
80s
that
TV show.
When that series ran,
but
that's
also
like
yeah,
like 8 years or something. Like the, and it was based on like half those characters were based on toys, and
yeah,
the other half came from the comic.
Yeah,
man,
the history of the comics is wild because there's a Mirage, like independent stuff, but then Archie Comics got into it and they yeah. did like a series based on like the designs of the TV show, and incorporated a lot of characters that weren't in the cartoon, but they ended up making toys of as well.
And then you can buy toys
like Wingnut,
that look like the comic. They're yeah. like black and white comic versions. And
yeah,
like, yeah.
It was crazy. And then they had like those, and then like Raph wore all black. Like he basically had like a black Spider-Man suit.
And like symbiote. Bebop and Rocksteady aren't in some things because
copyright.
They were made by the toy company,
not by.
There's,
yeah.
there's a really good episode,
not made by,
episode of the podcast
Eastman and Laird.
What a cartoon. I've just been listening to it today. They just did a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, the 80s
That's
series.
That's why we got Tocker and Razor in
exactly.
Secret of the Ooze.
Yeah, yeah.
They had to basically just...
Because like, no, like, we don't want to pay the toy company to use these characters. So that's why Bebop and Rocksteady aren't in there.
They have just another turtle.
But now it's all owned by Viacom, I yeah. think. Like, yeah, like Eastman and Laird don't own any of it anymore.
No, it's owned by Viacom, Paramount, and like...
In spite of... And I don't know this from the podcast, but in spite of... Eastman selling his share to Laird first, and then Laird sold everything to Viacom, Eastman still does the most in terms of being like a story supervisor on lots of...
So he still gets money from it by working on it.
Yeah, exactly.
That's good.
Yeah.
I mean,
it'd be better if he just got
he's
residuals.
Still being consulted.
I'm sure he's a fucking millionaire.
Yeah, like, but yeah. I'm also glad that he like cares enough to be like, oh, you should be doing this.
But yeah, it's funny to think that like, you know, other cartoons...
Such an interesting franchise.
That we grew up with, like The Simpsons, for example, it's just gone on forever, right? That show just yeah. goes on forever.
Writer's staff changes.
Whereas imagine if The Simpsons every 4 years got a reboot and they did it with like...
Now
yeah, like,
Bart's,
now
the,
Bart's the dad.
Yeah. Now Maggie's the dad.
Yeah, but yeah. Whereas, yeah, Ninja Turtles.
Honestly, they've probably done that already on The Simpsons. Like,
that's true.
Just with the
There's
caliber.
A whole season that we didn't watch.
Yeah,
where Bart's the dad.
Bart's the dad of Maggie or something. Everyone else is dead.
Apocalypse Simpsons.
Yeah, Turtles is such an insane franchise. Just
yeah, it was fun watching this new one today. Like, there's enough good to recommend it. The animation, fully 2D, just like so fun. It's all about like the Krangs. They're trying to stop the Krangs. And the Krangs are like, there are moments that remind me heaps of Evangelion.
That's really funny.
Where like the Krangs like wipe out all of the
where Mikey
all the army
masturbates over
yeah, that's
April's
right.
comatose
yeah, yeah.
body.
But in this series, they all have mystic powers. So
I know that's
Raphael,
that was in the ID comics recently.
I don't know, yeah, so that's this when I finished Slam Dunk, which is fucking incredible, by the way. I don't know if I said that enough.
No, you do every episode.
God damn it, dude. I don't even watch basketball, and I'm like...
You do now. You read it.
The fucking greatest shit
You look at pictures
ever.
Of it.
It's done my favorite thing. It's officially doing my favorite thing ever, where it's just honing in on like the minutia of one game.
Oh,
and
yeah,
so you're like, hell
your
yeah,
thing.
this has taken this guy like 2 years just to write one basketball
that's
game.
That's insane.
Why not 10 is what I say.
Yeah.
Like
that's your favorite
300
shit.
Issue arc of 1 hour.
What were you saying?
But yeah, they all have mystical powers.
Oh,
so like
okay.
Raphael can like construct like a red armored shell around himself. It's like giant.
Mm-hmm.
And then like Leonardo can open portals.
Even though Mikey does in the future.
Mikey, oh, he has different ones. I don't know what he does. Yeah. And then
seems like they could have given that job to Leo in the future.
I'm really excited. One thing watching this was like, yeah, these voices, they just sound like men. And it's like, we're the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
No,
and
you're
it's
not.
Like, no, you're not.
You're 38.
But I'm so excited for this new one. Not just because it's going to be like, you know, the creative team and the animation style, but it's going to be so cool actually hearing like a bunch of like
Rogan and Goldberg are very, obviously our generation, like a little bit older, but the fact that looks like the Turtles are their, what I will call traditional archetypes.
Yeah.
Where, you know, Raf isn't the leader. Leo looks like the leader. In fact, he says he is in the trailer. I think they're going for the like part, you know, Michelangelo skateboarding. Donnie looks like a nerd. He's building shit.
I'm so excited. I think
they're going for the classic. Yeah. Which, it's the classic. I don't want any other archetypes when it comes to Turtles.
I think, yeah, we're getting this version of the classic. I think it's, yeah. I would honestly, Rise is really fun. Yeah. That was one that it was way overhated when it launched because it was, you know.
Where were you hearing this?
Oh, just like the same people that fucking hate.
Oh, you mean when the cartoon launched, movie. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I remember that. Everyone was like, this is fucked. They look stupid.
It was the same people that get it mad at Teen Titans Go.
Yeah.
My kids finished the third season of that, which now means they've watched 158 episodes of Teen Titans Go.
That's good. I mean, yeah, you know, they're pretty quick, aren't they? There's like two an episode.
Yeah, there's five. They're 5 minutes. No, sorry, 10 minutes in episode.
Yeah, it's fine. That's probably long for
Archie's kids. Like, do you reckon we'll be able to watch all every episode by the end of the year? I'm like, yeah, probably.
How many are there? 1,000?
Six series of 52 episodes each, and then a movie, and then they're making the seventh. I think the seventh season just started.
They're making a new one.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh wow,
it's like crazy. Yeah, it's still just like.
Yeah, it's great.
Dude, it's the funnest show.
It is.
Like, the Night Begins
like
to Shine
Spider-Verse episodes. Stuff in the sense where it's like, it's just having fun with the IP, you know?
Yeah, it's like, I feel like
it's a celebration.
It's way more, it's way closer to like regular show and even
Animaniacs,
like Rocko's Modern Life than it is superhero stuff. Ugh. And I love that, like, I love that they don't really like call upon like the deep lore of the DC history. Like, it's not like villain of the week shit. They just have like four villains that they just bring back constantly.
Thank God.
Yeah. It feels he's like Powerpuff Girls.
Yeah. It's very well. Powerpuff Girls. Yeah. It looks it too. Good shit.
Love the Powerpuff Girls.
I never watched it, but I loved Teen Titans Go.
And now a word from our really, really great sponsors. Trust me, I know a lot about good deals, folks, and this is a great deal.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
I'll tell you what we both definitely watch though.
Hmm.
And that is Dracula himself. the new vampire series.
The hold on to your stakes, Van Helsing, because
there's a new vampire in town, Blade.
Yeah, his name is The Weeknd.
So we watched The Idol after, like, you know, fucking sucking HBO's dick for most of this year with Succession and Barry, and we've got Righteous Gemstones right around the corner.
Around the corner.
The big Sunday night show on HBO now is called The Idol, and it is a collab between Sam Levinson from Euphoria and pop sensation The Weeknd.
The Weeknd.
And it stars Johnny Depp's daughter.
Yeah, Lily Rose Depp is the lead.
It stars Hank Azaria, the voice of Mo from
and a poo.
That's right. doing ahead. What accent would you say he's doing? It's like a very
distinct Eastern, European,
Jewish European. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. yeah.
It stars
Eli Roth.
Eli Roth as Ari Gold.
Yeah, it's great. He's doing his greatest Piven.
The moments of this show I liked was when it just felt like Entourage.
Look, I
then The Weeknd showed up and I fucking hated it.
The first two thirds, I was like, cool, I get it.
Yeah,
industry stuff. Hey, we've all been there. You know, we this is pretty true, I'd imagine, to a degree. And then The Weeknd comes into it, and it's like, oh, okay, this is very bad.
So he's a club owner who has a rat tail.
Mm-hmm.
And
kind of whispers his lines and sometimes has a Mexican accent, maybe, and sometimes doesn't.
At one point,
and he's really horny.
At one point, Lily Rose Depp's friend says,
Rachel Sinnott.
she goes, he's a bit rapey. And then Lily Rose Depp's character says, I know I kind of like it. Like, and it's like, okay. But The Weeknd wrote this. The Weeknd decided that he wanted...
I don't think he wrote it.
I don't know. He's
I don't think he's capable of writing it. I think he's like went into a room.
There is no way anyone but The Weeknd wrote the line, "Welcome to my shit."
No, you can tell that was him being like...
he probably ad-libbed that
That's
one.
That's me. I mean, look, he was fine, I thought, in Uncut Gems when he played the 2010 himself, version of himself.
We found out that he's quite method and he got so into character.
He forgot how to sing.
He forgot how to sing because he wasn't...
his nightclub owner doesn't sing. And it's interesting that he found that distinction. That, but very funnily, watching the episode, he seems to be like essentially like a musical like knowledge well.
Yeah,
you know, he like knows so much about every...
Yeah,
genre.
Why would you just trust some fucking horny club owner with your like Dude. Pop career?
So I was into it. It was like you know, not great, but I was very into the first 20 minutes.
It was like
minutes.
Yeah, it's seeing like trashy, like classic. Yeah. What people thought HBO was 10 years
totally.
Ago.
Seeing people like the team operate around this idol, like I was like, oh yeah, this is fun. Like
yeah.
It's like a show where there's 6 Ari Golds and 1 Vince and no entourage.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is like, it's been seen before, but you know, it looked great, shot on film. I thought it sounded great. The score was really nice. The whole thing about, you know, she was compelling. I thought like when the mother dead and this comeback, like I thought it was doing kind great.
Funny you said the word come.
Well, yeah,
wasn't
on the
on
face.
The back, yeah.
And then just, yeah, I thought she was good in it. I've never seen her in anything besides Yoga Hoses.
Exactly. Fuck. Huge blow up from Yoga
Hoses. I thought she was very like, you know, compelling and like carried it as a lead. But the tonal shift that comes with The Weeknd's appearance and then like him in the like recording studio with her and like what I imagine 50 Shades of Grey is like. It's so corny.
It was really corny.
It's so interesting though, because this show is getting so much attention before it came out. And what it reminds me of, it is so similar to like, you know, when the trailer came out, it was like from the twisted mind. And that reminded me spot on of the damaged tattoo photo of Jared Leto.
Yeah, for sure.
It's like, I'm telling you, this is damaged. Yep. And it's like, no, you put it out and then we arrive to that, if it is. You know what I mean? Like, I think it's such a disservice to lead on the... you telling somebody like, oh, this is a really twisted and sick series. And it's like, I don't know if it is, dude. I haven't seen it yet. And it's just from that point on, I think it really opened. I guarantee you, if that trailer had never opened with that line, it would not have been as scrutinized as it was before it came out. It's just such a strange thing to open with.
Yeah, it's also like, why The Weeknd? I just...
Yeah, I mean,
persona he plays, like he does lots of different personas on his albums, I guess. Like one time he had bandages on his face.
One time he fell over.
And then another character is a guy who listens to the radio, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't know, this current persona is like... doesn't seem...
I find The Weeknd like a very uninteresting person. Like, I think his early songs are fine. I find like everything does to me, and I hear a bunch of it, and I'm not an expert, I'm not a fan, so I don't like look into it, but it just kind of sounds like The Weeknd. That's great, like he has a sound, but I don't find him like a compelling person. He's been around for like 15 years now and I couldn't tell you a thing about him. And maybe that's because he's private, but I don't think he is private because he's doing this show. And I don't know. I find him like, I don't know. To me, he's like... him and Drake are so similar in their musical output, not the style or genre, but Drake's personality and like lameness, I find like so endearing. Not endearing, but I'm like, oh, that's Drake. Whereas Weeknd, it's just something's too controlled or something's too... I don't know.
When he was actually mysterious and he
was the early day, old mixtapes. Yeah.
But even when he showed up on a Drake song, like Crew Love, it's a brilliant song.
Totally. And he's before they hated each other.
Yeah.
They were both from Toronto.
Same era, Low Life.
Same era. The Future. Yeah.
The Future.
Incredible. Man, House of Balloons. Awesome. Yeah. Like, yeah, I don't know what happened. And it's so funny.
We had a mega hit and he just started pumping the hits out.
Yeah.
And I feel like...
What was the hit? It was...
I Can't Feel My Face.
And Blinding Light. That...
But then there was... what was the...
The Hills?
Yeah, these are The Hills. That was enormous.
That was
for no reason.
Song,
that was just enormous.
Yeah.
And that's really in line with his earlier music, just a slightly poppier version
of it.
But
then he went
tripled
down.
I like I Can't Feel My Face a lot. But like,
yeah, great pop song. No, no, yeah. I'm thinking like the more like, yeah. Dawn FM was pretty fine too, but I never found him interesting. And that's just, I'm not like saying he has to be. People could find him interesting. I think that's good, but I could never connect. So it's really weird seeing him play this, like me kind of being exposed to him. Even in like his last on-screen appearance, he played The Weeknd.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Yeah. So it's so interesting like seeing this first time he is somebody and it's kind of just like, oh, you're doing this? This is your first thing,
yeah,
outside of the like Weeknd realm. I don't know, it's bizarre.
Yeah, I was at a 40th birthday weekend. We hired a place down on the South Coast.
Yeah, my mom's house.
Yeah, that's right,
my parents' house.
But it was like the end. We were there for three nights, and on the third night everyone's just like so tired.
Oh man, I went on a getaway like that with a group of people like last year, and they're now like limited to two nights max, because they're just like, it's so much.
I went so hard on the first night that like the next morning I had to like, I like did a bunch of cooking, like cooked like lunch for everybody, had a glass of wine, and then fell asleep for 4 hours.
That's awesome.
Which was sick. And then on the final night, my kids, like my Raj drove my kids to the house.
Oh wow.
Because B was sick. So the last night they were there, but they were in bed, and like everyone was kind of like dropping like flies, and we put the TV on, and
let's watch the Idol, kids.
Raj put on, no, the kids were already asleep, but Raj put on the Shakira and J-Lo. We're talking about like halftime. Someone was complaining about the Rihanna halftime show, and I was saying it was good, and he was saying it wasn't. And then for whatever reason, Raj put on the J-Lo and Shakira halftime show. Then we watched the Weeknd halftime show.
Oh yeah, that was two.
Which
that was last year, wasn't it?
Had some cool. Like, no, it was like, it was during COVID.
That's right, because there's no one there, and it's like it was shot before, wasn't it?
No, it's still shot on like at the field, yeah, but it's right. Not like he's not really interacting with people. Yeah, and certainly not the crowd.
That's right.
Only when Blinded by the Lights comes on is he on the field.
Set like goes away.
So that was interesting. And then like there's like maybe like six of us left.
It's insane that he did.
And and someone goes, sees the next thing and goes, ooh, it's like YouTube's recommending halftime shows. And they go, put on the Black Eyed Peas one.
Let's get it.
So I hadn't seen, I watched almost all of them like last year, all the halftime shows.
The mic's off, right?
Dude, I'd never seen the Black Eyed Peas. It's incredible. It's so funny.
Is her mic off or someone else?
No, it's just like the mics are like, they're all on.
Yeah.
Some would say they're too on. There's no backing track. So it is just them raw dogging the vocals. And they're kind of like, the levels are a little bit out from each other. Like some of them are really loud. But also like the choreography is fucking awful. And the way all of the songs segue into another is just like baffling. At one point they're doing like, what's that? Boom, 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 pow, is what it's called.
Oh yeah.
And it like crescendos into like the chorus finishes, and then you hear Sweet Child of Mine plays.
Oh wow. Oh, that's right.
Will I Am goes, ladies and gentlemen, the best guitarist in the world, Slash. And who should like Slash like emerges from the floor, and then Fergie like sexily walks over to him and is like stretching her legs around him, and then she has the mic and she sings like the worst Axl Rose rendition of Sweet Child of Mine you've ever
That's
heard.
That's awesome.
It's so bad. Then they go through all their other songs. Of course they play Let's Get It Started.
What version?
Unfortunately, the revised version. But around the same time, Will.i.am was producing songs for Usher. He produced that OMG, you know.
I don't know that song.
Oh my god.
I don't know.
Big Usher song. So Usher, who is like arguably a bigger pop star than the Black Eyed Peas, shows up to do.
So?
Yeah, for sure. Like in America, at least, way bigger than Black Eyed Peas.
Black Eyed Peas are like the fast family though of pop, because they're all different races, right. And you can just like pitch one to different kind. Like Fergie can be like the French one.
Yeah.
Will.i.am's like, you know, America. Like you just, you know. Yeah. Where's Taboo from again? Filipino?
It's a Filipino.
Yeah, so you've got Southeast Asia.
I'm not sure where Apple to App is from. No. Maybe Apple to App is the Philip.
I think so. See what I mean? They're brilliant. Yeah. That's right. Taboo's doing a, which comic is he doing? Daredevil.
Is he?
Yeah, he's writing a Daredevil comic. I think I sent it to Black Eyed Peas on Instagram. They're Tabu's doing a run with who's the girl that can't hear in the
Echo.
With Echo, because Wait, is one of them Native American? Tabu's Native American. Oh, right?
Okay, right, sure.
Yeah, there you go. So I think that's the link. He's writing, that's how I remember that Echo is Native American, because Tabu is authoring.
But anyway, Usher shows up and it's so OMG starts playing and he sings like, oh my God. Oh, it's like his intro. And they go into this like dance routine. And then just as the song's about to finish, just as the song's about to start, like he doesn't do any verses or choruses or anything like that. It's just him going, oh, 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 dun, 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 dun. They're just dancing. Dun, 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 dun. And then he just lowers back down and they do a Black Eyed Peas song. So Usher just shows up and does a dance. And then
that's awesome. Off. He would have got paid heaps.
I think it's now my favorite halftime show just because it's so
mine already.
Monumentally bad.
Yeah, I watched only the first like bit, so I didn't see all that bit.
It officially killed the boys' weekend. It was the best.
That's awesome.
Everyone but me went to sleep. I was like, this fucking rules.
Was it only fellas?
Nah, it was like everyone.
Instead of calling it a boys' weekend.
But it feels like a boys' weekend, you know?
Because your wife was sick?
Yeah. Pretty much.
Hey, my wife's sick, guys. Boys weekend.
They're like, you guys can bring your wives if you want.
Just your perception. That's really funny.
No, maybe it's like an age thing. Like, I don't want to admit that it's a 40th because, like, I don't want to like feel like it's gonna, you know, it's 40 the season.
Dude, you know, what I was thinking because we're almost 40. I was like, fuck, we're closer to 50 than 20. Do you know how fucked that is? I got so depressed tonight.
Look, we're closer to Vin Diesel.
Seriously, closer to the end. We're nipping at the heels. Going away. Yeah, big group going away is... I like a lot of downtime by myself. You probably know that about me.
I thought you meant you like a downtime by yourself on big group getaways.
No, I do.
Right, okay.
I'm like, I need to just go and I'll disappear for a few hours.
Yeah, I had a solo walk on the beach.
You just need to.
It was nice.
I don't know. I spent a lot of time alone as a kid. You know, I didn't have like siblings and I find
just guns
sometimes exhausting just being around people.
Yeah.
When it's a bit, the more people too, I'm just like, I feel like I'm less myself.
Sure.
I just kind of sit there and like just turn off
mm-hmm.
low power mode.
You and me chummed up like when we,
at a friend's thing.
It was a New Year's Eve thing where we went.
That's right.
Like
New Year's Eve, 2010, 2009 or 2010. That was, That was a good number of people. It wasn't too many.
At that getaway, the Black Eyed Peas halftime show was when I put on the movie MacGruber.
That's right. And no one
wanted to watch that with me.
I remember playing Mario Kart 7 heaps on the DS.
Yes. No, it was Wii. Mario Kart Wii. Someone brought the Wii.
That's right.
No, they had a Wii at the property room. I mean, most Airbnbs probably still just have a Wii setup.
They had a sick DVD collection and Wiis. I mean, every property had that.
Yeah.
Yeah, now they just have a Netflix login, YouTube, and no Wii.
Yeah, it's true. This house is fucked up. There was...
What's it called? The bunker?
The bunker, yeah. There were like 9 bedrooms and every bedroom had an ensuite and a television in it.
That's crazy.
And there was
why would you want to hang out with anybody?
No, right?
I'd just be hanging in my room.
Oh, there was
be like, see you at dinner.
Yeah. There was a gym. There was a steam room.
So was it just on the main road of Gerringong?
Like it's overlooking the beach.
Right. Yeah. Sure. Did you go to Hayden's Pies?
I didn't do shit. I didn't leave the fucking
compound
the whole time. I felt like I was in a cult.
It was very weekend of you.
Yeah.
It's very idle of you.
I grew a rat tail.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's absurd. I'm like, I am still going to watch it.
Oh, I'm good now.
I'm so curious to see what happens
I hate
next.
The Weeknd in it so much. I don't think I could watch
it
anymore.
It's my favorite thing he's done because of how like bad it is.
Yeah.
It's, I don't know how like, I guess he has like a lot of power. How did it get this far that like no one was like, do you think we should get like an actor?
But like Drake has a lot of power. He doesn't make a weird TV show.
He already did. He's done in reverse. He did like 7 seasons of Degrassi. Yeah. Dude, it was so crazy. He's been in a wheelchair now for like 2 seasons because I watch it like 5 eps a week.
It's your Teen Titans ago.
They are teens. they are teens. And he a girl broke up with him and she threw paint on him. And I was like, man, he's in a wheelchair. That's so harsh. I tell you what, Degrassi's had the, and while I did watch this run, when
it's
I was
so funny. If, out of all things, Drake gets cancelled in 2024 for because he when he was a kid, he played a kid in the wheelchair.
But you know what? In his defense, he was begging that Jimmy gets stem cell research and walks again. No, he was. He was going behind the scenes, being like, I was reading it. He's like, I think Jimmy should walk again, and they were like, no. It's a good
get
message
in the chair, Drake.
For kids to know that you can still be Jimmy being a wheelchair. So in his defense, he can say, he can now like retcon it and
leaving
say,
like articles around.
He can retcon it and be like, I knew it was bad back then and tried to leave, but they forced me.
Yeah.
But see, even though I watched this before Drake released music, like when it came out canonically, watching this now makes me, like, knowing Drake's music, it is enhancing him for me. Because I'm just like, man, he's actually, like, so goofy and stupid. Whereas The Weeknd watching this is making me even less interested in his music. Like, it's having the opposite effect.
We are Drake stopping his goofiness was annoys me.
I think he's tacking back into it.
Okay. Bring it back. I
like. You seen like the video of him this week where his credit cards declined when he's online. Like he was showing like he's big in like sports betting now.
Oh great!
But his card declined and he was like embarrassing, and everyone's being like, oh my god, the way Drake says embarrassing.
That kind of.
And
rules.
It's like him walking outside. It's really cold, and he goes, "It's freezing," and everyone's like, "Damn, Drake's getting really goofy again."
That's awesome.
Yeah, I was invigorating my love for him. Yeah, Tough Drake's the worst thing that's ever happened, right?
Yeah.
I got to find him. So it was like 2 days ago and I was like, this is sick. It's coinciding with my Degrassi rewatch. Drake embarrassing. Man, Twitter's just so bad at searching for stuff now that they fucked that.
Oh, it doesn't predict what you're looking for anymore?
It's insane,
yeah.
Right?
It does on...
Oh, yeah.
Here we go. Oh, that rules. That's so funny. Fuck.
Imagine him being your dad. Imagine Drake being your dad, dude. That is the funniest dad ever.
Fuck. That's so good. Who's he with?
Just some of his boys. I don't know who that is. Drake's car just got. It was on a stream.
Well, he's ultimate, like, he's boys' weekend for life. Like, I reckon he hangs out with, like,
fellas on the
one
rack.
Woman a year.
Yeah. Yeah. And probably has to see one in a quarter year or something to arrange stuff. But yeah, he is seriously fellas' life. Speaking of, I'm going on a box this Saturday.
Wow.
But it's not like a going away one. It's like a cruise. It's like a boat or something around the harbor.
During Vivid.
Well, what's so... Yeah. During Vivid, see the lights. It's like a booze cruise. So I got a discount.
Oh, great. You have to pay for the booze. You
yeah, no, I'm looking part. Forward to it. It's like I haven't seen a bunch of the people for so long.
Are these school friends?
No. Just people that who I used to hang out with before Zelda came out. So, I mean, I'm excited to see them. No, you know, it's like it's the crew.
Yeah.
It's my crew. Like Lloyd, Kiko, Moon. It's like... People we see heaps.
Okay, yeah. You didn't lead with that. So I was like, who are these mysterious people?
Yeah, no, I'm really looking forward to it. I was just like, boys weekend. Oh, yeah, it's going to be a couple hours. And then who knows? Probably get photos in a tunnel, I guess, with the lights on for Vivid.
Oh, perfect.
Oh, that's right. You
paid
right.
$25 for a waffle.
Yeah, never eat there.
That's... The price is on
so the...
I'm booking a bunch of like food vendors now for a festival coming up. And it's like... It's amazing being able to be like, hey, send all the videos of like the content being made now. It's like we can't price shit this heavy. People hate it. Like
the prices of all the
festival food, all the food trucks.
It's disgusting.
It's hectic. You can, $15 for fairy floss.
It's so bad. But do
you
people
can't
pay
do
it?
That? Yeah, I guess so. I feel like you know you're there.
We've got a cost of living crisis though.
It's more than fucking Disneyland.
Yeah. Popcorn in Japan is like 400 yen.
Yep.
Which is like $4 Australian.
I could go for some of that green, white, chocolate matcha popcorn.
Hit me with that Agrabah curry hit.
Bro, the curry popcorn is so good.
It's really tasty.
I had the butter soy sauce one. Disgusting.
I didn't have that one.
Yeah.
That's right. Last time
we recorded.
I can't
all be winners, everybody.
Last time we recorded, we had caramel popcorn.
What are they called? Lollygobble bliss bombs.
That's it, dude. I love it.
That was so I'm good. Seeing, that was so well candy coated too.
It's they're supreme. Man, I cracked a packet open the other night, and my mum was like, "I used to eat that exact brand as a girl." They've been around since like the '60s,
yeah.
And they've kept the same packaging.
Yep.
And she's like, "Oh my god!" You said
Lollygobble for life, mum.
Yeah, I'm like Lollygobble is genetic, I guess, because I'm going to be doing a lot of snack shopping this weekend. Because
oh, tell me more.
Monday onwards, or is it Monday? It's tomorrow. The Sydney Film Festival kicks off.
Oh yeah, cool.
I'm seeing like 17 films, and my calendar is just like
that's so funny. You and me are seeing one together.
Yeah, we're seeing Shin Ultraman. Very next excited. Thursday. I'm very excited.
Very excited to see a Shin movie. Wait, is that with subtitles this time.
Yeah, you'll be able to. I'm sure it won't really enhance it either. Like you know, like it's like it's, yeah. They're very visual films.
Oh no, but Arno also has all the heady. I know he didn't direct this.
That's
one,
right.
But like
Shin Godzilla, you need subs for because you ain't getting that shit. But then I have the snack situation.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to be doing like basically making myself snack boxes to take to each screening. So I'm not like spending $15 on fairy floss. You know what I mean? So some Lollygobble, some nuts. Like I'm really looking forward to that.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. There's some good snacks.
Yeah.
Hit the Choc Top situation.
So. Yeah. But I want to pre-make as much as possible. So I'm not...
just blowing all your money.
Blowing, yeah. This is like my Olympics. This is my Vivid. I'm so excited.
What are you most excited for?
I think Shin Ultraman, to be honest.
Yeah.
Like, but I'm also just keen to...
Can watch The Little Mermaid again? That's showing.
Yeah, that's definitely a film festival film that... they would be very proud. Actually, I will be at the State Theater, which is where I saw it. I'm really excited to see In Water.
Little Mermaid.
Little Mermaid, yeah. Shin Ultraman, Kim's Video. Yeah, a bunch of cool shit. I'm seeing Asteroid City, even though it's getting general release with my parents.
Cool.
So I'm looking forward to that. That's like next Saturday night.
Fuck, so many movies coming out this month. It's crazy.
Yeah, it's wild.
I love that you're kicking off Sydney Film Festival by seeing Rise of the Beasts tomorrow too.
Yeah, I'm having my own festival. Yeah. I'm not going to the opening despite being invited. I'm actually going to Fox Studios to watch one of the Well, you know what? I have seen all of the Transformers films.
That's insane. Yeah. See, I was thinking of like, do I continue this Ninja Turtles run? I've never watched the Bay ones.
Yeah, I think I watched the first one.
Are they awful?
It's not good. Yeah, it's not good at all.
Why the fuck did they get him to do it? It's so
well, he
funny.
Didn't even do it.
Oh,
he
really?
Just produced it.
Okay, right. Yeah. They look fucked in that.
Yeah, they look disgusting. They look sick. And they made Lego of them.
Yeah, they're really funny, the molds.
Yeah. Well, look, let's stop it here and start the other one.
I reckon we just do one episode this week.
Okay, yeah, let's do one.
You're exhausted. I feel like everyone will understand.
All right, let's do one. Guys, we'll do an extra long...
Do you
want
to quickly talk about Vivid, though, before we
go? Oh, yeah, we both were at Vivid this week. We saw Thundercat.
I took my whole family.
It was so cool. That was so nice. It was nice to see Archie and Tilly.
Archie loved it. Tilly didn't really understand what a show was.
Yeah, I remember the first... I was thinking about this a lot because I was, like, trying to put myself in their shoes... during and after the concert, and I was like, you don't know the things, like you don't know encores, you don't know like the transaction you kind of make with the artist,
and like you're like she was like, oh, we're gonna go see him play some songs, and she knows, I don't know, 6 Thundercat songs, but she knows the 3-minute, 2-minute versions,
not the nine minute jazz versions
that he was doing. So like she would be like, oh cool, it's a familiar thing, and then suddenly it would not be, and she would
just
be
like
a
go
confused.
To space.
But then Archie kind of saw me like tapping along to it, and then he would try and find the groove as well.
That's cool.
He got really into it.
Yeah, my head was nodding a lot.
Fucking great show.
It was so good. He's such a chill dude.
But like yeah, Thundercat's music back catalog, like relatively low in swearing.
Every word,
like every now and then would be like, you know, you'll get a shit, but like in a context of like shit kind of thing.
Yeah.
So it's fine. Not talking about actual shitting. The banter in between songs, Archie would be like, what did he say? What? And like, you know, what's the Mile High Club, Dad?
I thought about them as soon as I was like, this is great.
talking about like smoking weed. I mean, look, whatever, it's fine. Like, it was just really funny because Archie pays attention to everything. And was kind of like going like, what? What does he mean by that? Why is that? Why is everyone laughing at that? Like, yeah, it was really interesting.
You're like, son, you got a whole world of this to look up.
And the show ended and he was like, that's the most swearing I've ever heard in my life. And I was like, cool. Well, I'm taking you to school late tomorrow. You can tell them why.
Did you take them late?
Oh, yeah. I took them. They didn't get home till like at midnight.
That's wild.
So yeah. we had to write. Because yeah, so Vivid is this massive festival that mostly happens at the Sydney Opera House. There's a bunch of free stuff, markets, plus shows at the Opera House. And generally, it's a pretty good lineup generally for the shows themselves.
They used to get like curators to like 1 year Lou Reed did the lineup. Yep. Our old boss did the lineup once.
Fav did, yeah. Our old boss, Lou Reed.
Our old boss, Lou Reed of the album Lulu by Lou Reed and Metallica. That'd be sick if the only like Metallica you knew was from that album. Yeah, yeah. That was your, and the only Lou Reed you knew was from that album.
Just happened to stumble upon this.
These guys done more?
And you're like, this is enough for me. I don't want to explore who these people are.
Man, these guys are crazy. Why have they done more?
Yeah, yeah.
Why haven't Lou Reed and Metallica made more? This is crazy.
Where's Lulu too? But like, it's so popular.
Dude, they need to cap it. That's all I was thinking. They need to like make it ticketed.
The like
free stuff. Because it took me 40 minutes to walk from like the MCA to the Opera House. Normally, that's a 7-minute walk.
We had to, because getting home, how did you get home?
So I just walked to Wynyard.
So we walked to Wynyard as well.
Yeah, I was just like, there's no way to get onto the train here. It's like a stupid thing to
do. My kids got that. I think they ended that thing where they just get crazy, weird, tired energy. Yeah. And they were just fine the whole walk. I was so worried about it.
Yeah, they start running on like adrenaline, I think. It's like fight or flight.
We like took a break. I could tell Tilly wouldn't want a break. And I was like, let's go get a lemonade or whatever.
Yeah.
And when we went, stepped out of the theater, there was a drone show out the
window. Oh, I heard about that.
It was like crazy. And then, tonight I played this weird event in, which is at the Intercontinental, which is just around the corner from the Opera House. And as I was leaving, I came out of the car park. There's another fucking drone show.
That's sick.
It looks really cool.
Regularize that.
Yeah.
Normalize that.
Always a drone show every night in Sydney.
Yeah. That's nice. We should do a Hey Fam drone show.
Definitely.
Shirts are coming, guys.
Yeah, shirts are coming. And next week, we're going to go back to the format of 2 episodes.
Yeah, sorry. We just...
No, it's fine.
Started a little later.
It's my fault.
That's not your fault. I took
a gig that went... Oh, you know what? It's the company who hired me.
Yeah.
Everything went... And I had to park my car with a valet.
That's
the valet
very
took ages to bring my car back to me.
But we got a lot to talk about next week. We'll have Transformers. We have possibly
a doubleheader of two of the worst movies of the year.
We have Transformers and The Flash. We're going to talk about... It's also insane.
Do I have to see Transformers?
I don't want to see it. Okay, good. 30 years of developing The Flash. It comes out 2 weeks after maybe like the greatest multiverse movie of all time.
It's insane.
It's like... This movie has everything betting against it. This time next week, we will have seen it.
If you want to hear a bunch of extra episodes, they're all available over at our Patreon, which is at patreon.com/heyfam. $5 a month is all it costs to get a bonus episode of Hey Fam every single week except this one. But
just not this week.
Plenty of other ones.
But you know what? I reckon if you add up the 10 minutes here and there we've done since we got back from Japan, we've actually done another hour. Like we're doing 90-minute episodes.
Especially after Fast 10 and Spider-Verse.
So we're actually unionizing, and this is us just taking...
You had it too good, guys. And we said,
we're
it away from you.
We want to get, equal... Hey, I guess.
No, we want to go to bed. That's what we want to do.
We want to go to bed. I don't want you to crash on the way home.
Good night, everybody.
Bye-bye.